Well, remember, in reality, there is nothing concrete and nothing physical. This is a dream. But yes, if you are in it, the dream feels very real. It won't be a metaphor. If you're in the dream and it's the dream of the apocalypse and the end of the world, it will feel very horrifying. And we're already witnessing the die-off of most of the species of the world. We're already way, way into the mass extinction of most life forms. The web of life is already beyond the point of no return. The oceans are dead, and most species of wildlife are gone, extinct forever. And many are on that list of right on the edge, just two or three, you know, members of the species left, but it's basically gone, and the habitats are gone. So, you know, we're already close to that level of the apocalypse. But that final conflagration that ends the human species as well is coming. And no, it's not a metaphor. I mean, ultimately, it's God's metaphor for our refusal to wake up. And it's the final settling of karmic accounts, because the only way you can settle, that why does the Christian aphorism, the wages of sin are death? That's a fact. And if one doesn't amend those sinful karmas, then the death of the planet, the collective death drive, becomes the choice that the human species is making to end its own existence, because it cannot get out of its hell realm by returning to love for God. And so the apocalypse is not something that is victimizing us. It's not caused by some ruling cabal or deep state or whatever, even though that may be the proximate cause of it. But people get the governments they deserve, and they get the world that they have projected. So all of this comes back to our own consciousness. And so if you recognize that the world is a dream, which is a kind of metaphor, it's a symbolic expression of the conflicts within consciousness, then indeed you won't be disturbed by it, and you will be able to rise into that dimension of freedom and bring the whole world, which is your thought, into that dimension, and then it will be expressed from that place of the ultimate purity of the God consciousness that you really are, once you have purified yourself of the belief in the physical and in the ego consciousness. So this is a journey of ascension that everyone has to take individually to get to that aloneness in the real. And those who don't will not be liberated in the bardo of life, but liberated after the death of the body. And so, but everyone will be brought back into the light. No one is left behind. And the animal species will return. In fact, a whole different set of species than the Kali Yuga ones. In Satyuga, there'll be extraordinary beings, dinosaurs and all kinds of beings, who of tremendous creativity of nature that never dies. That creativity will spring out again in a new environment that will be dreamed.